title of this thing? No title again?
And I did not leave me a little money.
This is going to be the last of the summer podcasts that aren't supposed to really count until the fall series starts, you know, but they're kind of, I put in the filler, which I hope somebody listened to, the old podcast up to number 17 or 18 or whatever. And now this is the last one. Summer comes to an end, it's Labor Day weekend, and I'm at a party, and I've snuck off into the bathroom just because I needed to talk to you. And there's only four of us left. Small party. It's a dinner party. Pouring rain, Hurricane Ernesto, which didn't do too much damage in the States. It sort of come up here and dropped a lot of rain on Canada, Eastern Canada anyway, for the holiday weekend. So I decided I had to sneak into the bathroom and just say hello to you. And I don't know why, I had this overpowering urge to say it. I guess I've wanted to talk to you all day and the time hasn't come. I took the GO train here and I guess I wasn't ready to podcast on a GO train. I was just more interested in looking out the window at the Snowbirds, the Canada aircraft precision flying that was sort of going over the last weekend of the CNE, Canadian National Exhibition. So a nice view of those on the GO train heading out to Port Credit, which is where I am, which has been swallowed up by Mississauga, the sort of the west end of Toronto, and I live in the east end, Scarborough side. So there's your lesson in geography for now. I gotta go out and join the rest of the folks, but I came in here with my Hawkley Gold and turned the lights out because the lights are tied to electric fans, so you wouldn't have been able to hear me. And I'm gonna go back out and join them and but I'm going to come back to you in a little while. I'm going to stick something in here, some piece from Quebec City when I was wandering around a graveyard. I want to kind of get rid of that piece. So I think maybe I'll put that in next, okay? Because I'm with a guy who was talking about his Scots ancestors, Highlanders, who were killed with, along with Wolf on the Plains of Abraham. And so maybe that's kind of fitting, you know, to our Scots-Irish heritage, or some folks out there, some of us here. Catch you in a bit, bye. Okay, my heart is not entirely in this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I feel the need, excuse me a minute, to start over. I'm in a place where I have visited before, and in fact, I've podcast from here. I don't know if the clip ever got posted, but I was here last September. It's a place that was established in 1871 and more or less abandoned to its fate, I guess, in 1860 here in Quebec City. It is Quebec's oldest and first Protestant cemetery. And when I was here last time, I was bemoaning its fate. I was crying out about the state of disrepair, and not only disrespect, the abandonment. It has been vandalized. It could be one of the most beautiful spots in this city. It's a lovely park full of very old trees, backing onto a church, which is now a library, just outside the gates of Old Quebec, along Rue Saint-Jean. But it's been not only neglected, but, I think deliberately. It looks like destroyed. I don't know when. Most of the grave markers are smashed, or quite a few of them are. Some it's just time, we know that. It's a hangout for street people and peculiar characters. I know the last time I was through here, I was very upset there was fresh caca on the ground, and it saddens me because I think it is a part of Quebec's history. You know, nobody may like the fact that the English came over and took over Quebec for that short time. But it should be, I think, treated with the respect of any cemetery and any other part of Quebec's history. And this province, this city in particular, celebrates its history. So I see a few tourists sort of show up and then probably look around and think, what the hell? It's probably in their guidebooks, but they wouldn't want to spend any time here. And as I stated last time, I wish there was some group who would mount a campaign to raise funds to beautify this gravesite. The sun is coming through now. It was raining earlier this morning, and it's quite nice. I come here, I guess it's sort of one of my pilgrimages. Here, I'll walk along. Last time I read out the gravestones, I don't think I'll go into the same detail because I think that probably exists as a podcast somewhere out there. And why go over the same stuff? This, by the way, is the Scarborough Dude talking to you from yet another non-official podcast. This is still my summer vacation. I have put up prior to this one a podcast from what I called Balsam Lake. I haven't put it up yet, but by the time you've heard this, I will have. And this is sort of following. I'm on the coach tour part of our program right now, and I just love it. For 13 years, I've been coming to Quebec City with a group of students, and I just absolutely love the time here. And we're already planning into 2008, which all of you students of Canadian history know marks the 400th anniversary of the founding of Quebec City by... Come on. If you don't know the answer to that, and you're Canadian, shame on you, Samuel de Champlain, who is also known as the Father of Canada. I wonder if our friend the Pod Dog Man, Daryl Incognito, or Daryl Cognito, knew that one, our Albertan friends. Where you stand on Canadian history and Quebec history, but let's not go there just yet. What I'm sad about is there are so many plaques and things that have just been smashed. And nobody would want to come here. You know, they'd look and say, oh my God, let's leave. But let's leave that topic. You see, how sad. I really did give an inspired talk before this, the one that was erased. And I just don't have it in me now. Last time I came here, I was so upset. I sat under a big tree, which I'm looking at now. Got out an old pipe that had belonged to my grandfather, put a little bit of weed in it, and had a toke to the long-lost souls who still lie, the bones, what's left of them, buried right where I'm walking, because you can almost not avoid walking over gravestones, the ones that are in the ground, the ones that are missing. Still is, as I say, a very nice spot, and has got potential to be something very beautiful. I see names spray-painted on the back of one plaque over here. There's only the 97% of the population of Quebec City, of the 600,000 people here, are Francophones. There's only a very small minority of Anglais left here. And of course the churches have long since closed down. I do love this part of my life, this summer time that I spend with students from Japan, teaching them Canadian history, geography, and things that I think they should know about our culture, our life. It just awakens something in me and makes me feel awfully good. So, forgive me for not sounding any more excited than I am. In memory of Elizabeth Lillooet, who departed this life May 2nd, 1817, age 39 years, an affectionate wife, a tender mother, a sincere friend. That's rather nice. 1817, you see, to me, this is, for Canada, this is history. It's just the grass, it's cracked, the grass is growing over it. But I will stop and take a photo of that before I get out of here. As I mentioned before, but didn't have the thermostat on, or the microphone, or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to take a walk along a new road I have not been on, Rue Cartier, which our guide pointed out this morning. I prefer to visit the places that native Quebecers visit. I've seen enough of the sights in old Quebec. I've seen enough of the tour buses and the tourists, and I like to explore a little on my own. So I've got a nice 5-hour stretch of time to myself. The teachers have gone off on their own, as they were supposed to. The students have gone off in groups to do tours of their own. We instruct them. They have to make a report on what they're going to see and then tell us about it later. It's wonderful to be able to give these 16-year-old girls the freedom to say, okay, groups of 4 or 5, off you go. Get yourself some lunch and report back later on what churches you visited or what historic sites, and tell us about it. I interview each one on the coach on the way back to Toronto. And speaking of Toronto and Toronto Pearson Airport, where they are leaving Sunday, we of course turned on the news today to find out that there was a plan to blow airplanes out of the sky, and of course that just sent shivers through the teachers here, and I imagine all the mothers in Japan, who will be anxiously awaiting their daughter's return. I have another school returning the week after. And that is going to be tricky, because the rule is not much hand luggage, and these girls carry on huge bags full of maple syrup. Well, they're not going to be able to. No lotions, no liquids. It's going to be a scene at the airport. I'll deal with that when the time comes. It saddens me terribly to think that there are people out there who wish to destroy innocent civilians on an airplane, who feel this is the right thing to do, who feel that this is going to make the planet a better fucking planet. And God, the hatred I have for them. But we've been down that road before too on these podcasts, and I don't want to vent my hatred towards stupid fucking religious fanatics, cocksuckers who are so fucking ignorant they should have a brick through their head. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Oh my. It just saddens me. I did mention on the earlier clip that wasn't recorded that last night, I stayed up late and watched Quest for Fire. And if that's a movie you have not seen, folks, add it to your must-see list before you die. Quest for Fire, I believe Ray Don Chong stars in that. And it was an excellent movie, showing what it must have been like in the days of a very primitive man. It's wonderful. There are so many sub-themes. And I think if you see it again and again and again, you're going to see more each time. The development of language, of humor, and of course the major theme here was the importance of having fire. Really, it was well done. No English language spoken anywhere, just grunts and groans, but it sort of showed the concept of the beginning of language. Really, really worth seeing. The only reason I mention it is because it gave me some hope, and it gave me hope because I realized, yes, that's where we were, folks. We were that primitive, that ignorant. We were struggling, you know, barely past ape stage. And now we can fly over villages and drop bombs on them from high-tech laser-guided weapon systems. So we've learned a lot in that very short time of, you know, the past million years. Sadly, we haven't learned enough, and we are still very much in a state of primitivism, where we are tribal and live in fear and hatred of each other over differences of language, culture, and especially the great Satan religion. And you can point your finger at George Bush and his administration, but I think you have to take that finger and do a 360-degree point at the whole fucking planet and every country and every people and every race on it. Because we are all guilty. And the hope, as I was trying to get to, I keep getting bogged down in bitterness, the hope is that that showed a state of where we were and where we've come past. And if we think, as I mentioned earlier, that we are just still in our teenage years as a species, we will mature beyond this. We will, if we don't kill ourselves first, get past this maybe reach an actual state of wisdom, and maybe old age as the species extinguishes quietly, but with some sort of peace and understanding. Maybe we'll have reached other planets by then. I think there is hope for the species. I think somehow something that will have been derived from us will carry on in future. It's just a shame that we are living now, because I think so many of us are already enlightened, and so many of us want peace and know what we want and know what is right and what is wrong. But there are just so many powers beyond us, beyond our control, that we are just not yet ready. So of course I don't believe I will see that in my lifetime. I don't think we'll see that in the next few hundred years. But there may come a time when we have put an end to war and hatred. Wouldn't that be nice? So I am going to end there. That recaptured a little of what I had wanted to share with you earlier, but was too stupid to turn on the little switch that goes with the microphone. And we're going to head off for lunch. I got to pee in the worst way, and I've been thinking seriously, would it be okay if I took a leak in this cemetery that I was saying has been neglected? I almost think it's fitting. I think I will do it in honor of my ancestors. I don't think they would mind. I think they would be glad that somebody of Protestant heritage has come back and visited them and has talked about them. I will not piss directly on a gravestone, of course. I will do it on some bushes. And I probably won't share that with you. I think we've already had a leak together. So, au revoir, folks.
If it be your will that I speak no more, and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for. If it be your will, if it be your will that a voice be true from this broken hill, I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring. If it be your will to let me sing,
all your children here.
here in their rags of life, in our rags of life, all dressed to kill. And in this night, if it be your will, if it be your will.
Well, hey folks, welcome back. It's me again, and I am kind of at the tail end of the Plains of Abraham. What was a farm and later became the battlefield for the British and the French armies, as you know, as I repeated earlier. By the way, that Protestant cemetery, yes, you were right, I gave the wrong date. It was founded 1771, ended 1860. Forgive my blurting out the wrong words. You will hear them. I should have a contest, catch the wrong words, because I do it just constantly, and most of the time I just don't bother to correct myself. You know what the hell I meant, and it's not bloody important in the great scheme of things anyway, and I don't edit, as Bruce Murray kindly pointed out. Not much, anyway. So anyway, the sun is just beating down. I did one hell of a long walk. Forgive me while I reach in and grab at a bottle of beer. I can't even read the label on this one. The company, it's a farm brewery, Schoon, S-C-H-O-N-E, Schoon, Schoon, all natural beer. From St. Polycarp, Quebec. And I just like the idea when I'm in Quebec of trying out the local beers that I can't find anywhere else. It's a public park. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but what the hell? You know the dude by now. I got a paper bag if I need it. Hang on, I gotta open this damn thing. Yeah, let's see. I often stop. My plan, original plan, was to stop at a really nice little restaurant on that, either along Rue Saint-Jean or Rue Cartier. And then I thought, what the hell? I love going into the little épicerie, the little grocery stores. Excuse me. Ooh. That is not bad. Oh, so my treat is, you know, if I take the teachers out, I take them to a nice little restaurant. Yesterday, I did my usual in Montreal. I took the teacher and the guide out to Les Jardins Nelson, which I do every single year. I love traditions in old Montreal, and have crepes, and they're just unbelievably good. I mean, they're just perfect. That and a little half liter of sangria, and you're set for the day. So I do the nice stuff when it's time. Beer is foaming over. I've been carrying it around in my damn pack. I've got 4 bottles of beer. The thing weighs a ton. I'm breaking my shoulder blades with this thing, but I'm that kind of a creature, you know. So while I'm on my own, instead of going into a fancy restaurant and wasting my money, I'll just pick up local stuff, you know, in the bakeries and stuff. I love that. Damn thing won't stop foaming. So I got, you know, 4 bottles of beer, and I always have an excuse. I was, yeah, it's for the teachers, you know, maybe we have a drink together at 11 o'clock or something. I'll probably take them out tonight. I have favorite bars all around Quebec. What a dream job, really, you know, getting 2-3 nights a year in Quebec City as part of your job, with, you know, the rule being that you've got to have a good time. So, anyway, here we are. I'm going to chow down, have my sandwich. I just thought I'd share this little bit of time with you, because I know you hear me in Toronto, and you know how I feel about that sometimes, especially getting stuck in 401 traffic. I just want you to know there are other times when the dude is happy as a pig in shit, and that's where I am right now, doing just fine. So I'll catch you in a bit, okay? And by the way, I did not pee in that graveyard. I, saved it for... I found a proper place to urinate. Okay, back at you soon. Okay. Finished the sandwich and the peanuts. And I'm just poured myself beer number two. Luckily, I found my big coffee thermos in my backpack. So I can pour the beer into there and it looks a little less, you know, whatever. This one is called, it's a Microbrasserie Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. And it's a blonde lager, L'Alchimiste. And this too is from, it just says product of Canada. Oh, Joliette, Quebec, L'Alchimiste. I guess that's the name of the brewery, that's right, L'Alchimiste. And the beer is a Claire, a blonde lager, and boy, is it tasty. Almost a reddish color when I pour it. The other one, quite different, it was a different brewery, was called La Soudoir. I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to ask Bob of Bob and AJ, if you're still listening, Bob. La, S-U-R-O-I-T, Soudoir, Soudoir, I can't even pronounce that. I think that's an R. He was an award winner back in 1999, and just great to have this. That's the kind of thing I like doing. And, you know, it's a cheap cheap holiday. Like, I could have sat in the bar and done this. I will do that later, but for now, it's the park. And especially, I wanted to come here. It's a historic park. This is it, folks. This is what I've been teaching all week. This is the decisive battle between the French and the English, 1759. That's a long time ago, and that sort of set the course of what's been happening in North America. Sorry about the wind. I've got to jump in here. I brought, you know, my iPod loaded up with me, but only had a few podcasts on it. And every once in a while, you come across just inspired gems. And I got to give a shout out right now to Chris of Kafui. I just heard the latest Vinny trivia quiz. I don't remember what exactly you call it. It was brilliant. It was just so inspired. So well done. I'm amazed when I get things like this. And I just, hats off to you podcasters who discover these characters, I guess. I'm thinking of Z and Z and their Ask Lyndon segments, which I just love. And again, sheer brilliance, just zooming off into wackiness. And I get it on Chub Creek when Ed and Ethel come on. And to all you folks who are behind this and promote this, and just get this out there for the rest of us to enjoy, my hat's off to you. I'm amazed, I'm in awe, and I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And congratulations, if that's an appropriate term. I don't think it is. It's just thank you. I guess that's what I'm saying. Thank you. I love it. I really do. Even that stupid fag Bobby Go figure. Hey, Kafu, you're doing just fucking fine. Thank you. Okay, back to the day. I'm looking across the St. Lawrence at the other side. I'm not even in line with Levy, or Levis, as our guide called it. I'm quite far out. I had one hell of a long walk today, but man, that's nice just to discover a new city and with nothing to do. My job was to get the students loose into the city and not be around. So it gives me this very nice block of time. And I've chosen to share a little bit of it with you here in this huge park, a place where I've just never sat, not this far down anyway. On a very unusual day that's cloudy, sunny, and but at least is not raining. So that's all I've got to say for now. I'm heading off to Kingston tomorrow with the girls. Probably won't be much time to talk to you from there, and I don't know whether this will probably fit in conjunction with some other pieces of a podcast somewhere else. I don't know when else I'll get a block of time. But what the hell, eh? Who cares? Bye now. on a Sunday. Yes, folks, Scarborough Dude here. And a little clip I'm making for you, yeah, with an introduction even, before I've even made the clip. It is a Sunday, and I am slightly inebriated. And you know what's funny about that is, like, I knew I was going to do this hours ago. The reason being, my car is at the dealership, parked in a back parking lot all by itself, with the key sitting on the top of the right front tire. The car died in the dealership's parking lot. That was kind of neat. So I made the right judgment call there. Get this bugger to a dealer, get this damn thing serviced. And that is why I'm talking to you. That's why I'm making this clip. Because normally, on a day when my car needs to be taken to the dealer because the damn battery's fried or the alternator's gone, I'd be kind of stressed out and uptight and angry. But today, it hasn't bothered me at all. Yeah, so it might be $100, maybe $500. Yeah. What can you do? And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I want to share that perspective. All the previous podcasts have all been about, how do you reach that state of higher awareness? How do you get to some place where you're just kind of at one and calm? And for some reason, I was there today. And I'll tell you why. But first, I have to have another sip of my wine. So you see, the part about being drunk really has nothing to do with the story. It's kind of, I guess, a celebration. I probably shouldn't be, but again, my car's in the dealer. I can't drive anyway tonight, so I don't have to go pick up my son, and therefore, the brakes are off. I had that little glass of Dos Equis and a wonderful Mexican beer, Amber, that I used to drink in Mexico, the real sort of one of the premium ones. I spent 3 months in Mexico. I think you know that. Come back to that another time. Then I said, well, heck, I just gone out and bought a big can of that Hockley Valley Dark. Let's have that one too. What the hell? Let's really blast our heads off. Had a nice can of that. Then, when it was time to cook the steaks, nice little filet mignon wrapped in bacon from M&M, our local chain here, which is quite good. Canada-wide, I think. I said, let's get into some of that red wine that's already open. A really nice local Niagara Peninsula red wine that was reduced on sale. End of a, what do you call it, season package run, end of a whatever was left of it, for $7 a bottle. And I could have bought a whole case, and foolishly I didn't. I've bought like about 3 bottles, and each time I drink it I think, hey, this is good. You ought to have a whole case of this stored in the basement, but I don't. Anyway, are we getting sidetracked here? Are we getting further away from the point of the story? Yes, I think we are. But I am in the middle of that second glass of that red wine. Steaks have already been eaten. Slightly overdone, damn it. I like my steaks just, you know, bloody medium rare dripping. And once I get into the beer and the wine, my timing gets off just a little. And I get complaints if they're not cooked enough. So I just gave them that extra couple of minutes, which just, I wouldn't say destroyed them. They were still tasty. It was still meat, beef, but not quite as juicy and tender as they could have been. Okay, back up a bit. Yeah, so I'm at the airport. I have just waved goodbye at the last of my second group of Japanese visiting students, 27 of them this time, 25 plus a couple of teachers. Waved the last goodbye. I've got the teacher I had hired with me with a suitcase and boxes and bags and tons of stuff. Wheel up to my car in the parking lot. Go to turn on the engine and the engine won't turn on. I think, this is not good. But I felt kind of safe. Like, I'm in A27 Level 5 Pearson Airport. You can find me. I'm not the side of the highway. You can find me. You know, if you can count, you can find me. Tried a dozen times. It ain't moving. It ain't going nowhere. That battery's dead. Got one of the helpers who pay your parking tickets on the way out. And they said, yeah, we got a GTA service close by. That would be the Greater Toronto something something, you know. Authorities or something or whatever. They send a tow truck, and it's a standard fee, $40 just to charge your engine. The guy took all of 2 minutes. Took longer to write out the Visa bill and verify my number than it did to boost the engine. But I'm happy. It starts. I'm thinking the worst. It's not going to start, and I got to be towed to a dealer. Meanwhile, I got a teacher in her luggage that I got to get back to Toronto, which is another $50 taxi ride. So I'm looking at big bucks and a car abandoned in Mississauga, you know, at some Chrysler dealer, and a $200 towing bill. Didn't happen. $40, the engine's running. Hey, drop the teacher off, get home. Drive my son to a friend's place, and right in front of the friend's place, the car dies again. Being the kind of neighborhood it is in Scarborough, hey, my friend's father's buddy drives by, what's the problem? Yeah, I can fix that. You know, and he boosts me with his pickup truck, and he spends a good half hour taking off my air filter, fixing the battery, filing up. Just the kind of good Samaritan thing. I was thinking it would be nice if I had met that at the airport, but hey, the odds are you're not going to meet a good Samaritan at the airport parking lot, right? So I'm not sweating. I pay the $40, I'm happy, because 4 hours earlier, I had been holding 27 air tickets. And if this problem, if my car had not started at 8:15 this morning, when I had to leave for the airport with 27 tickets for people leaving for Tokyo, I would have been very, very stressed. So while I'm at the airport and my car is boosted, I'm counting my blessings, saying, thank you, God. This is easy. $40 and I'm running. This could have been a lot worse. I could have been in my driveway in Scarborough panicking. How am I going to get to the airport in time to check these people in? So I have this bigger perspective. Life can always be so fucking much worse. And that's why I'm celebrating today. Because I understand that now. And I didn't break into a sweat. I didn't get angry. I didn't get stressed. My heart rate didn't jump a fucking number. Because I had it all in my vision. I could see it all. And it was playing out just right. Car is broken? Yeah, thanks. Broken a good spot. Got it fixed. Got to, as I say, where I dropped my son off. And this one neighbor, hey, he's fixing. He's got a voltmeter out checking my battery. He's got the battery off. He's got the air filters off. He's working on my engine. His hands are covered in grease. He's getting sandpaper. He's filing off the connectors on my battery where it's corroded. This guy's doing everything to try and fix my car for me. Just a neighbor up the street, a neighbor of my son's friend's father. They'd all been out drinking the night before. They all know each other. They're all buddies. These are all guys with pickup trucks and tools, you know? Beautiful. Just fucking beautiful. And anyway, doesn't matter. He boosts it, gets it going. I realize I'm in trouble. That battery's not going. I'm just Sunday afternoon. I gotta go Monday morning back to work. I'm getting up at 6. I'm taking the bus. I'm gonna drop my car off at the dealer, and I did. Oh, now why did I feel the need to share that with you? Because, folks, I had the right perspective. I understood. I could see it all. I got my teacher home with a big smile. My students are on the airplane flying back to Japan, all happy, having had a good, safe time in Canada. I see the big picture. So I'm going to pay for a new alternator. It's an old car. It's time. Maybe I'll get a new car. Maybe I'll lease a car. Maybe everything's going to change. Fine. Do you get that? Are you where I am? Now, I asked the teacher, and she said, no, no, no. I would have been stressed. I would have been angry. I would have been upset. I would have been suffering from high blood pressure. Well, I already am suffering from high blood pressure. And I'm just so damn glad that today I could see it the way it was meant to be seen. I saw it all just the way it was. I saw how damn fortunate I am. How lucky to pull into the parking lot of the dealer, stop the car, the engine dies. It's not going to start again, like right where I'm supposed to be. 7 tomorrow morning, I give them a phone call. Hey, guys, do you mind taking my car in? There's a key on the right front tire. And get that thing going for me, will you? So there you go. Sunday, I'll go back to my wine. I'm unnecessarily drunk. Like, I didn't need to celebrate this much. And maybe that's what prompted me to go over the line and put out this podcast, or this piece of a podcast, which may or may not turn up anywhere. Because I got a belly full of wine to go yet. But I got my copy of Mojo Magazine with the Beatles' 101 Great Songs that you voted for. I got my copy of Wired Magazine, and I got my copy of James Campbell's This Is the Beat Generation, New York, San Francisco, Paris. Famous picture of Kerouac on the cover in Tangier, by the way, 1950s. So I'm all set. The dude's all set. The dude is as pleased as he could fucking be, man. And that's all I wanted to share with you. Because you, some of you, have been following this monologue, for a very long time. And you've seen me when I've been stressed and uptight and angry. And now you see me when I'm not only drunk, but pleasantly at ease. And with that, a goodbye.
Love is everywhere. His music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady love. Above a love song taken from the whispering breeze in the trees. Love is everywhere. His music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky.
Good morning, folks, and goodbye, because this is going to be the closing section of this crazy podcast. I was on my hard drive today looking at all the bits and pieces, and you'll be glad to know I've spared you folks by tossing out a hell of a lot of stuff I made during the summer, you know, that I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll fit that in here and there. And I'm not that anal retentive that I have to hang on to all my clippings, so a lot of stuff never will be heard. It's been trashed. But instead, you're getting this, and what I've done, or what I think I've done prior to this, is just put together some of those clips from, mostly from Quebec City, that I made during the summer tour. And it's because this podcast is sort of making a close to the summer. This is it. This is, I've snuck out a few. This is the fifth one I've snuck in there, unofficial podcasts, and we'll start a new series very soon, this month, I hope, which is September 2nd today. And then we'll see what happens. What you're hearing in the background, not very well, because I'm playing it from my iPod low on batteries and running through my little cassette tape thing, you know, you buy, the which is how I'll hear all my music on my car. And this is Adam Gatrix. And Adam, I'm sending another hello out to you because, well, not just because you said hello to me and Kaflui Chris on your last show, this show I'm listening to, in fact, but because, god damn it, man, you are finding fan-fucking-tastic music. I love it. I came home last night, midnight train, GO train, a little bit stoned, and I saved Adam's transponde, suburban transpondency. That is a great show, folks. It's two music shows I listen to and love, and one is Marvin Suicide, and the other is Suburban Transpondency. This song just did it to me, and the whole damn show did, and I was just a happy dude bobbing up and down as I walked the last 10 minutes home, hearing the end of his show. And oh man, well done, Adam Gatrix. An interesting guy. I know not everybody's into Two Man with Foreskin. Stay tuned for that drama to see what happens, if people are leaving the show or not. But anyway, another thanks. I also listened to, on my way into this party I was at last night, the latest Kaflui. And, man, I know I mentioned it earlier on this show, like when I was in Quebec City talking about how brilliant his voices are. I was laughing out loud on the train when Vinny and the thespian met. Chris, that was brilliant. I mean, I just can't say how good this stuff is. And oh, there's just little gems in podcasting, folks, if you listen. So if you listen to something and it's boring you, stop fucking listening to it. Unsubscribe. And go out there and collect some of the people who really are creative. And Chris Kaflui, you are one of them. That was just beautiful. I've got to save that little piece. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to Kaflui. And you can find it. It's part of the Roger Conglomerate. Conglomerate? Congam Glorious? I don't know what the fuck that thing is. All I know is they've never fucking invited me to join, and they never fucking will, and I've always wanted them to invite me to join so that I could politely refuse, but no, I'm a little too rude, and I'm just a little too inconsistent, and no, I just wouldn't quite fit into that mold. But you do guys have a lot of good stuff out there. So congrats to all of you, and congrats to Mark and Bob and all these people who are doing so much to really keep and create and hold together. Listen to this fucking song. It's great. God damn it, bopping along. Fuck, I love it. Oh, this just, it just makes your balls bounce, you know? Fuck, I'm feeling good. It's just a Sunday morning, and I got my Tim Hortons coffee, and I'm not stoned anymore. But god damn it, what a song. Okay. So anyway, yeah, you can call this a heap of garbage. I think maybe that's what I'll call it. It's a heap of garbage. Yeah, no pressure on this one. And that's the beauty of all these summer podcasts I've done. I just tossed anything out there, you like them or not. Actually, they've been pretty fucking good. A lot of people think I haven't done any podcasts for the summer. Well, I have, man. And there you go. Okay, so we'll fade out, and I guess I better fade out because I've already wasted quite a bit of your time. What did I want to say? I wanted to say it's been quite a good summer, I guess. It's Labor Day weekend. It's time to, you know, fade away and get started in the new year. I don't know what's new. I've been getting along with my kids lately, made some new breakthroughs there. Things are good on the home front with Chuck and Jerry. I got some stories, and I guess maybe what I'm going to talk about is, well, what I might talk about in the next podcast. After this, you will probably hear something from the new season. And I am going to do some conversations. That's one of the themes I wanted to do. So it's I was a little surprised when the podcast buffet realized they're going to do more interview styles. Well, I kind of had that in mind too since last summer. It's going to be just talking to a few people about what life means to them. But there'll be other stuff. I don't have anything really clever to offer, like Vinny, Uncle Vinny. Man, what a gem. Or Ask Herman. Kerman, what's his name? You know, Lyndon. I don't have any of that creative genius, but God damn it, am I happy that it's out there. So this is it. Blab, 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 to quote my friends, you know, that other podcast there, you know, the Dave and his wife, who do such a nice job, too, of just listening to them. Now, Dave, actually, your voices were really, really pretty funny. What's the name of the show I'm talking about? I keep coming up with Croatia's Stance. Now, of course, that doesn't make any sense. You gotta forgive me. I played poker last night. I couldn't remember the rules from one game to the next. You know, when you knock, when you pass, when you fold. And you gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them if you're gonna play poker. But that's what having a couple of tokes does to me, folks. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. You know, Dave and... they were at the podcasting buffet, you know, and they do, you know, they chat, they talk. What the hell's that show? Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about, so fill in the blanks. I could go to my iPod here and look for it. All right, pause, hang on, damn it. As in Broca's Area, okay? That's the one I'm talking about. Another good show worth listening to, and there's just so many of them out there. Okay, folks, that's it. That's maybe going to be it for me. Apologies for all the scramble of stuff you've heard on this. It really is the last one you're going to get from me, a new one this summer. And we'll start fresh in the fall, which is just about now, with something I hope is better quality than this. So take care, and happy Labor Day.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah!
I like it, I'm not
Cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Broke arm is Sunday morning, is every day.